Craig, we've got another great Indy race coming up, and the Iowa Corn Growers are involved once again. This is going to be, what, maybe the fourth year that Iowa Corn Growers have been sponsoring this Indy race?
That's correct. This will be year number four for the Iowa Corn Indy 250 presented by Pioneer, and it's looking to be the biggest and best yet.
Well, I have had the opportunity to be to at a couple of those. I think I did miss one there, but really looking forward to it. First of all, tell me on behalf of the corn growers who are helping fund this sponsorship, what is your primary goal? What do you try to gain out of that? And how would you characterize what it's meant to Iowa corn growers in the years that you've been doing it?
You know, for the Iowa corn growers, the Iowa Corn Indy 250 has been a really great platform for us to get out messages about ethanol and food, fuel, the livestock industry, all those things that we need to promote and market to see corn disappear. The Iowa Corn Indy 250 has been that opportunity or that platform for us to use to communicate to a very diverse group of people. And to Iowa's corn growers, this is year four, and we've come back for more because we really believe that the momentum that was created from the first couple of years is still paying dividends to us. In other words, we're reaching more people than ever. We have a nationwide television audience that's following us now as well. The name recognition has really grown here in the state of Iowa and beyond Iowa throughout the Midwest. It's been a great event for us to promote the issues that corn growers care most about.
Well, if you look back at some of those first races, what are some of the things that stand out for you, memory-wise? I remember the first year, and it certainly was a challenging one for the drivers, as I recall, to try to make it to the end of the race, because that is a fast track, as they say.
It is a fast track, and it's a diverse track in that it's a 7/8 mile track, and so it's almost a nonstop curve for them that they're going around. The cars run at somewhere between 180 and 200 miles per hour. And that first year, it was extremely cool. And so they didn't have all their wing settings right, and there were a number of accidents and things that occurred that they did not anticipate. Years two and three, we saw really some outstanding racing. They got the wings figured out, so they got the downdrafts correct. They did some work on their tires so that they could handle either cool or warm conditions. Last year, boy, we had a lot of rain and didn't know if it was going to get pulled off. And the clouds parted just before the 2009 running of that, and we were off, and we had a lot of great lane changing and lead changes, and it was a very, very good race. So if you're a race fan, coming out to the Iowa Corn Indy 250 on June 20th is going to give you an exciting day.
Well, let's look forward to this year. Tell me about your plans in terms of I know there are some other activities that take place prior to and around this event.
Corn growers, we've actually used this event throughout the course of our marketing year to talk about the importance of ethanol and what it means to our environment, to energy independence, to the economy. And so we've had everything from different tours around the state, plugging the event, and we have drivers coming in. We have Marco Andretti that will be featured at a pump promotion on Thursday, June the 18th. We have a number of other events that we're doing that, again, get people excited about the race itself and gives us an opportunity to, again, talk about all those things that matter most to corn growers.
Well, it does seem like a sporting venue like this provides a great promotional opportunity. Other states' corn grower associations have kind of done something along those lines, not with Indies necessarily, but it really does look like it puts you on a national stage, especially with this racing league and the history it's got and how it's kind of rebuilt itself in recent years. So I think, like you said, we're gearing up for a good one. Anything that you might want to say in terms of as we look forward here for the industry, the corn industry in Iowa, how's it doing? How's this year looking? And, you know, obviously we're at the beginning of the season and things are starting to grow and hopefully grow well, although you've probably had a fairly cool and wet spring up to this point.
Well, the 2000 spring has been a really good one for corn growers because compared to the past couple of years where we had a lot of cool, wet weather early, this year we were able to early have good weather, which enabled a lot of corn acres to be planted. Corn appears to be doing very well. We are expecting some very robust yields again this year, which is great for all of our customers, both domestically and in the international marketplace. And it's all the more important that we're doing things like the Iowa Corn 8250 to promote our product, because it's that consumption of our product that's going to lead to the disappearance of all that corn that we're going to continue to grow. So I think corn growers are feeling very good about 2010. The year's looking up, and we're hopeful for a good crop and a good quality crop as well for all of our customers.
Well, it's happening at a good time, and in terms of the season, and like you said, thank God we've been having a good year so far. Not to bring up anything negative, but you know, with what we see happening in the Gulf of Mexico, it just seems like this is a good opportunity for that message that we're growing our own fuel opportunity here, and something that is clean and renewable. And hopefully, as we look ahead, that'll play a role into energy policy as we look down the road here in this country.
You know, what's happening in the Gulf is certainly a disastrous thing. The environmental consequences are really unimaginable at this point. We, from a corn grower perspective, support all kinds of fuel sourcing. And clearly we're about renewable fuels. It is safe for the environment. But we need lots of energy sources. And so the disaster that's happening there, it's not good for any of us. It's a terrible thing. But it certainly highlights how important a segment is of ethanol, where we can continue to grow it environmentally safe. It's economically feasible. We are not relying on somebody overseas to supply that fuel either. And so there are so many good things about ethanol, and the Iowa Corn 8250 allows us to highlight all of the importance of those things that corn brings.
Well, I am really looking forward to it. Anything else we didn't touch on there about the race or Iowa corn growers?
I would just say that ethanol is good for Iowa. It's good for Indy. And the only difference between an Indy driver using it and a general consumer is the speed limit.
And there's definitely a speed difference there, that's for sure. Well, I, again, am looking very much forward to it, Craig, and we'll be there. We'll be covering it on our websites and looking forward to some great photo opportunities and interviews and all that kind of stuff. So looking ahead to the Iowa Corn Indy 250, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.